This is Karen Miriam Goldberg reading three poems from my forthcoming collection, Landed. The Door of the Grass. Where to go now that all roads dissolve? How to follow deer path or sudden partings of big blue stem, little blue stem, switch grass into the field so deep that you can no longer see the edges? No need to answer, says the wind, just walk. Just stop in the surprise of clearing where some other has stopped before you. Listen to the careful tremble, the heavier rushing, tumbling upward and out the tops of bordering cottonwoods. Let it sweep back over you, your mind only blossom and stubble, breaking against what you thought you knew, until it too blows free or roots deeper into something like bedrock turning under us. Here in the house of the grass, wind tells the sea in you, the old stars in you too. Welcome home. Advice for the material world. Don't be afraid to be beautiful, I tell the wind chimes. Feel free to relax, I tell the table. Go to the forest and find a clearing, I tell the rug. To one glass pane, I say, lean back and let the silver sun tell you its stories. The same for the river banks, the rocks set apart in the grass, the curvature of bones and wings. Water, I say, stop rushing away from memory. It's your nature. The crest of the horizon, visit on time, even if time shifts shadows on buildings. Shadows and buildings. Remember, you're no different from the trees and sidewalks you look down on. Lines between the cobblestone. Don't forget you're just as important, if not more so, than the fleshy brick. What I cannot see beneath or behind, be safe and tilt open your brown eyes in the dark night. We're watching for you, many of us, and wishing you well. Jubilee. Are you ready to give it all up, the news that isn't news, the sullen child calling the shots, the scared grip of the fingers, the longing of the spine? Are you ready to step out into this new life, naked in the night rain? Will you bring here the supposed treasures, lost boys buried in cigar boxes, a glass bird perched on a window box, the earnest wish for someone to change her mind about you? Jubilee is not all dance and fall. Get up from that curb where you wait for the parade of acceptance or the nightmares of fear. Your life is not made of the nameable. The party has already started, only a small flame that catches it all. Paper, rages, old shoes, miscarriages, empty medicine bottles, and torn blankets. The fire that, once invited, consumes itself and makes warmth for you, sitting there in your new skin. Now find or make another house. Whatever comes, give away. Don't wait for answers from authority. Don't push choices before their time. Stand on the threshold, looking out, imagining how one small bulb, the size of a dead newborn rabbit, once in the ground, can winter itself into the power of hyacinth. Don't settle for anything less.